This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders are looking at the parameters of the Green Deal that still has not been reestablished by Russia.
The United Nations General Assembly is the venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's latest bid to save the Ukrainian grain export deal after Russia's withdrawal from it. Erdogan, who has close ties with Russia's Vladimir Putin, brokered the grain deal last year with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Erdogan met with Putin earlier this month and said he would present proposals at the UN to revive the deal. The Turkish leader has voiced sympathy for Moscow's call for the easing of sanctions to allow the Russian export of grain. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
And throughout all the talk of the meeting, Canada has now expelled India's ambassador. And Donahue explains why.
Canadian citizen Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed in June outside a Sikh cultural center in British Columbia. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says credible allegations are being pursued of a potential link between the killing and the Indian government. The head of Indian intelligence in Canada has been expelled. Trudeau spoke to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the G20 summit last week.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Audio from CTV. Nijjar was a strong supporter of a movement pushing for an independent Sikh homeland. The movement is banned in India. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president wants to know why there isn't more substantive talk about what's happening there at the UN meeting. Meanwhile, there's also discussion about what's happening in Libya. Flooding there, the number of deaths, and amount of disease that's now.
The center of Derna is a wasteland of muddy mounds where buildings once stood. Other buildings somehow still stand precariously above bottom floors that were mostly washed away. Dams above the city burst in a storm a week ago, sending a huge torrent down a seasonal riverbed that runs through the center of the city of 120,000 people. Thousands are dead and thousands more missing. But authorities say they haven't given up hope of finding survivors. Attentions are also turning to sanitation and safety. Workers were sanitizing the streets on Monday as part of a campaign organized by the Libyan government to avoid the spread of diseases.
That is Dorian Jones reporting. Again, Ukraine's president, who is in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, is taking the world body to task for allowing Russia to continue to hold a prominent seat of power there. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address world leaders at the UN General Assembly.
It's very important that all our words, all our messages will be heard by our partners.
And then Wednesday, before the UN Security Council, he was asked if he'll stay in the room or walk out when a Russian diplomat speaks.
Still, there is the place for Russian terrorists. It's a question, not to me, I think it's a question to all the members of the United Nations.
Russia continues to claim its invasion of Ukraine is justified. Zelensky visited a hospital in Staten Island, New York, bestowing medals upon Ukrainian fighters who are receiving treatment there. Thursday, he'll be in Washington. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration is pressing ahead with a concerted effort to strike a deal in the Middle East that includes normalization of relations between Israel and Saudi Arabia, calculating that the U.S. could reap big rewards if it can overcome steep obstacles. The president's aides have made this diplomatic push a foreign policy priority, despite varying degrees of skepticism by experts on whether their timing, conditions, and current regional leadership are tight and right for a mega deal that could reshape the geopolitics of the Middle East. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.